I am an everyday a touch of mascara kind of gal, though I love a full glam moment. So whether I'm simply just adding my Liquid Lash Extensions Mascara by Thrive Cosmetics, or adding their highlighter, eyeliner, or eyeshadow to my full glam, Thrive has been my go-to since 2020 for most of my makeup products, so that's why I'm so excited that they're sponsoring this episode. And why do I love them? Well, not only is their quality and their application just chef's kiss, but also the causes they support. In fact, it's in the name, Thrive Cosmetics. C-A-U-S-E Medics. Thrive Cosmetics and Bigger Than Beauty Skincare exist to empower their customers, employees, and giving partners to live their most confident lives. And so they believe in responsive giving. And so thanks to your support, they either donate their high performance products or much needed funds to help communities thrive. Can't emphasize enough how great their mascara is. Their unique formula creates tubes around each eyelash to lengthen them. Plus, it's incredibly easy to remove. Just a gentle wash with warm water, and it doesn't leave any smudges. The nourishing ingredients also support longer, stronger, and healthier looking lashes over time. And let me tell you, as someone with blonde eyebrows, I really do appreciate the natural look of their Infinity Waterproof Eyebrow Liner. This easy-to-use waterproof pencil holds like a wax and blends like a powder. So just a few strokes to the line of your brows and fill in any sparse areas, and it comes with a little spoolie brush to lift and tame your brows afterwards. So with 8 shades to choose from, you'll always find the perfect match for your natural brow hair color. Refresh your everyday look with Thrive Cosmetics, luxury beauty that gives back. Right now, you can get an exclusive 10% off your first order at thrivecosmetics.com/magic. That's Thrive Cosmetics, CAUSEMETICS.com/magic for 10% off your first order. With Mother's Day just around the corner, are you thinking about something truly special for your mama? I am. And let me tell you about MyLifeInABook.com. It's a unique service that turns your mom's life stories into a beautiful book. Pretty cool, right? So here is how it works. Every week, MyLifeInABook.com will send her a question via email, and these can be pre-written questions about her life or any custom questions you wish to ask. And then she can either type her response or record her voice. And then MyLifeInABook.com compiles all of her responses into a beautiful keepsake book. And then guess what? They can even create an audiobook using her voice recordings. You get to preserve her voice and her stories for your family. I mean, imagine you're discovering stories about her youth, her adventures, the challenges that she had to overcome in life, the way that you two connect and relate, and also the way her grandkids will relate to her. I mean, this book becomes a legacy and something that you and your future generations can truly treasure forever. I mean, your mom's given you a lifetime of stories, so this is your chance to give her a way to share them. And not only am I creating one for my mom now for Mother's Day, but for my dad's birthday, as my dad is turning 80 this year, and I like to gift him with sentimental gifts. You know, he's gifted my family and I so many treasured moments. So I wanted to create something for us to collect these memories and for my future kids, for them to know my father's voice. So beautiful, sentimental, easy to use. Let me emphasize, easy to use. And you can truly create one for anyone. Your mom, your dad, your bestie, maybe even you. So check out MyLifeInABook.com and use code MAGIC at checkout for 10% off. Create an unforgettable gift for your mom this Mother's Day. That's MyLifeInABook.com and use code MAGIC for 10% off today. I feel very in my power and very light, like my true power, because I'm living from this heart space. There's so much clarity that comes through. You receive so many downloads. People want to surround themselves with your energy because you're being true to you, that heart space. And those sunshine and rainbow moments, when the clouds pass, definitely become more and more frequent. And when you look in the mirror, you see you, the true beauty of you.
the soul of you, and you love you. You don't care what others think of you.
Now let the magic begin.
Hello, and Jaima Yomis. It's Raquel, coming to you from the wild Rocky Mountains of Colorado. And here is a short mini-sode, which, you know, I've had a strong desire to do for quite a bit now. Yet, I'll be honest, my human mind would just continue to say, next week, next week, next week. There's too much to do right now, next week. Oh, but how I caught you. It is time. I woke up and I knew that this is something that I need to talk about, especially with the way the podcast has been going as we've been navigating through our heart space a lot. So here you go. Here's a fun mini-sode. Something happened and I feel like my guides are like, all right, now it's time you share. And usually it's deeply personal, and I think that's why my human mind will stop me. Yet others are also just deeply informative from observations and thought whispers and energetic messages that just happen to come through, which, you know, as for all of us, I know that if I don't listen to those messages, especially as a projector of my human design, or, you know what, no, just being human, if I don't share, which I know I'm divinely guided to, I know that's part of my soul's mission. If I don't share these thoughts and these ideas and these creations, it will find a new owner. And these thoughts, I know, are not my own. There's no possible way they could be my own. Yet, of course, they are co-created from me and my guidance team. And perhaps they're not even created necessarily, you know, as energy cannot be created or destroyed, right? It just happens to come through me or pass on from me to someone else, myself and like yourself. If we don't do something with them when we have these inspired ideas, they will float to someone else. I've learned this in Elizabeth Gilbert's book, one of my favorite books of all time, Big Magic, how thoughts are basically entities that do travel to you, through you, hopefully created by you. And if not, they're going to go somewhere else because they have an idea of what they want to do, how they want to be shared in this world, which is also always fine. But you also want to satisfy your soul and feed your soul's mission, right? So when you do feel a strong, inspired sense to take some sort of action, and that doesn't mean this is going to be your golden ticket to your ultimate desire, but it indeed is likely going to lead you there. For example, before I started my spiritual path, I was deeply into health, and so I did take inspired actions, such as starting to post meditations and have health clients to coach them through what I initially thought was helping them out with eating disorders and other health issues, and that ended up actually becoming more of helping them along with their spiritual journey. But I just listened to those thought whispers and that led me here. And I know that continuing to listen to these thought whispers will continue to lead me somewhere beyond what I can even fathom. And the same goes for you, 100%. Especially as you continue to live your truth from your heart, from your soul, from your own magic. And actually, when you zoom out and look at the big picture of it all, it's really our own magic. What I want to talk about, one thing that I just find fascinating about the listeners of Your Own Magic, one thing that I find fascinating and that lights me up about seriously each and every one of you who I get to communicate with through Instagram or Facebook, we are all, whether we realize it or not, but I'm sure many of you are quite aware, mostly living from our hearts in our heart chakra space. And I've been able to see, because I'm often surrounded by people in their heart chakra space, but when I did get time in Utah, I got to observe the juxtaposition of it and see people's, almost their electromagnetic field around them when they don't live from this space, and how that very, very 3D reality creates a lot of scarcity in most every field of their life, a lot of fear. Yet, of course, we're all human, and so sometimes we might experience that from time to time, yet living from your heart in this heart space and intentionally tapping into that, that is the key, a very powerful key to expand your consciousness, shift your consciousness, expand your awareness to a completely different lens of perspective of this reality that makes you feel so damn good. You follow? Now, you're probably like, what the hell are you talking about? Some of you might potentially be like, all right, I like this. Yeah, I live from my heart, but what the hell are you talking about? Tell me something that I don't know. Well, let me just emphasize the importance of this for you. It seems that nearly all the yomis, just from my observation, nearly all of you in some way, shape, or form are deeply divinely guided by your heart. Hence why you're listening to a podcast such as this. You're open to sharing your love for not only me, but also supporting others in this community and holding space for those in your personal community that may or may not live from this space. And through this heart space, as we remind ourselves to feel her every day, feel her heart or him, feel. We open this space up more to experience the purity of compassion and love for all living beings, including ourselves, of course. You know, ahimsa, ahimsa, hey, Hindus and yogis, that's what you say. That's what I've got tattooed on my arm for a reason. Living from this space. Now, if you don't take a few minutes out of your day to just simply be present and silent in the space, that's totally okay. But I do encourage you to begin. You're not as likely to pop out of the space when this is the space you may need most. And I'm holding my heart as I say this. So why is this so important? Why in the world would we care to connect to the space as often as possible? Especially, you know, some of you might be like, well, you know, I'm good. I'm already pure love. I'm already expanded. I'm already aware. Or you could feel the opposite. Like, I'm not a heart space person. I'm totally a mind person, a thinker. This is just not for me. But give me a moment or two to help me explain why I felt called, divinely inspired, to talk about how valuable, how important, how conscious shifting it is to consciously connect with the intention, with setting an intention in this space every day. And towards the end, I'll help guide you through. It only takes a minute or two. So as you tap into the space, this heart chakra, doing nothing but placing your hands in the space, perhaps even closing your eyes and drawing your awareness there for a few moments, a few breaths, and feeling the gratitude you have for her, your heart, no matter what life brings you, reminding yourself of this deep love that you are capable of giving can shift us to the next level, the next density of consciousness that we've been talking about on this podcast. Whether it be a sub-level of fourth density, perhaps even into fifth density, or transitioning from third density to fourth density. And if you don't know what I'm talking about, I also encourage you to listen to episode 124 and 126 of the podcast. Both of those extremely expansive in understanding the complexities of this universe and your consciousness, and may awaken something within you in some way, like it has thousands of other people already. And how beautiful is that, that we all care to shift our consciousness for the expansion of not only ourselves and our souls, but Mama Earth and each other. Because as we've been talking about dimensions and densities, most humans are indeed living a 3D reality, a reality that makes them feel separate from others, lonely, in lack of love and money or health or all the above, and always in competition and comparison as they don't see that there is more than enough to go around, because there truly is. Even if one person has everything that you desire, you still are able to receive that too, because there's no such thing as any lack. So those people in 3D living from their ego's protective and fear-based thoughts, guided by these thoughts and detached from their divine guidance or their false idea of what divine guidance is, in fear that if they don't follow this guidance, you know, they may go to hell or something bad will come back around to them. So they do things and people please just with that as their driving motivation force versus purely from the heart, which in a sense is already feeling like you're in hell because you're in fear, not seeing the true love and that you're connected to everyone around you. Yes, you are an individual human and you're supposed to be having this individual human experience for whatever reason, so the creator can experience these individual life experiences, but collectively we're all one. And so it is okay for you to take care of yourself, to want to do best for yourself, to want to love yourself, to want to do great things or set boundaries to protect yourself. That is also a form of love, but there is such a difference between setting boundaries in fear or not setting boundaries because you're afraid someone is not going to love you the same, or naturally pleasing people because you are love. Such a difference. Most people forget. They forget the value of this inner wisdom that their soul holds, that their soul knows. So they'll continue to feel stuck in the space that doesn't give them enough space to love and expand their beingness, their awareness, their consciousness, like their soul may deeply desire. So if we just take some moments, preferably in the morning and or right before bed, but honestly any time in the day really works, and close our eyes and tune in to this heart space inside with the intention to be more divinely guided by this space, by love, by our soul, then our soul grows louder, our heart grows louder over the fear-based thoughts, the ego. So every time we feel rejected or we experience heartbreak or guilt or shame or blame or not good enough, not beautiful enough, not strong enough, all of these ranges of low vibratory emotions, we're deeply reminded to where we even feel it in every fiber of our being that all is always well, all will always be well. And so for those times that we are frustrated or experience darkness, which we will, I still will, we're human. And as long as we're in these meat suits and identify with a name and an ego, as the collective has agreed to experience this reality, so we do need the ego to navigate this reality. But the ego doesn't need to completely leave. It just needs to take a back seat at times. Why allow it, who's just trying to protect you from humility, from pain, from trying to justify why you are experiencing this pain and allowing you to feel more anger to justify it? Why allow that to consume you when all you need to do is tune into one space inside that is going to completely shift your perspective? Whenever something happens, whenever you're triggered, what if you knew that you were strong enough? Because your heart is strong enough to allow yourself to experience it and let go. And not because your mind is strong enough to suppress it like all the other shadows that it has suppressed and is being revealed to you again, but what if you were to actually be able to simply release it instead of allowing your ego to justify it and suppress it? Your heart is the space where when you allow yourself, you give yourself like permission to experience it, accept it, and it just naturally lets go. Your heart space helps you truly release the pain. And connecting to this heart space allows you to shift or live in a 4D reality where you feel true compassion, understanding, and love for all. You truly do. And when you say, "I love you," to that random person, perhaps you truly do mean it because you see that we really are all love. That doesn't mean I'm in love with you. That doesn't mean I know you type of love because I know you like your family. I just happen to love you because you have such a light of a person. You are such a light of a person, and I see that. And also, let's say you're the type of person that it doesn't resonate to say I love you to random people. That's fine. That doesn't mean you don't feel it. You won't feel it. But just imagine feeling that love, and it's a different love than your close friends and family and obviously your partner, but just I see you, I see who you are, I appreciate who you are, I appreciate you appreciating me kind of love with nearly everybody. If the cashier, you're checking out the grocery store and the cashier clearly is just having a bad day and gives you some sort of attitude, a little snappy, a little snap, well, because you live from this space, and especially since you set the intention in the morning or the evening before to live from the space, then that energy they release literally bounces off of you, off of your electromagnetic field, which it would usually enter. And shoot, you may even be expanded enough or have enough layers peeled to where not only does it bounce off you, but you have the power to transcend that energy into light, as energy cannot be created or destroyed, but it can be transcended into something of love, of light. Oh, I have chills right now. But see that visual. See their darkness. You may have triggered something. So they say something to you, but it bounces off and actually transcends into something of light to them, back to them. And that might sound very woo-woo, very esoteric, nothing that science is able to prove in this reality yet, but will hopefully eventually. But think of the metaphysics of it all, the energy of it all, the experiences of something beyond the physical. See the waves of energy coming to you, bouncing off of you, and transcending into pixie dust. I'm sounding ridiculous, I know, but this is truly how I visualize it, how I see it, how I feel this experience can happen and does happen, because that's what I have experienced for myself. I've been that cashier, I've been that one that might spew something out of someone that is living more from their heart space, and somehow later I can almost feel their heart energy and it lights me up. Now, that transcendence from their darkness to your light may not manifest within them instantaneously, because we do live in a time-space reality where manifestations do take time, thankfully, because with our egos we can think a lot of nasty things or bad things about ourselves, and we would not want that to happen right away to us. So it does take time, of course, for it to manifest, but it does happen, and it's likely going to happen that day, especially when you set that intention. So I mean, I'm sure you've experienced it yourself, where have you ever seen or been in the presence of someone who seems very enlightened and you just happen to be surrounded by a dark cloud and you don't have any projections at them, you're not judging them, but for whatever reason, that someone, they see you and you can tell, and there's this true light and love that they see in you, and it influences your mood, it uplifts your mood. Perhaps their genuine smile or their touch, their hug, they make you laugh, or they're just present with you. And then later you feel a sense of lightness in some way. And that day, that person perhaps was just truly connected to their heart space. Maybe they walk with it all the time, or maybe it was just that day. But because they were connected to their soul and your soul in that moment, they weren't sucking any of your energy away, as you know you were not judged, but you were loved, and they consciously or unconsciously sent you love. The world really does become more vibrant when you open your eyes to see more beauty that surrounds you and an abundance of beauty at that. And eventually new layers are peeled open and exposed, and this heart-centered reality brings you new levels of love and compassion. And that darkness doesn't last as long. That's one of the most beautiful things of living from this heart space, is that darkness does not last as long. You're conscious enough to know what's going on, and in fact you befriend the darkness because you know with every fiber of your being you have faith that this darkness is only going to expand your consciousness, especially as you don't become a victim to whatever is going on, because you understand that it's not happening to you, it is truly happening for you, for your expansion. When I was in my 17 months of darkness, I was befriending it. I did have so many pockets of light. It was so much easier, though it sucked, because I'm human and so it sucked. It was also, I understood what was going on and I knew it was really happening for me. And then when I was able to see why it was happening for me eventually in time, that just only became lighter. That was exciting. We're living from this space. It doesn't immediately mean that all things are sunshine and rainbows. However, if you are experiencing a long period of darkness, just know that that lightness is gonna come soon. I haven't experienced darkness since. I mean, yes, it's only been since what? It's only been since the beginning of this year, but still. I feel very in my power and very light, like my true power, because I'm living from this heart space. There's so much clarity that comes through. You receive so many downloads. People want to surround themselves with your energy because you're being true to you, that heart space. And those sunshine and rainbow moments, when the clouds pass, definitely become more and more frequent. And when you look in the mirror, you see you. The true beauty of you, the soul of you, and you love you. You don't care what others think of you. When you go on a date or go on a job interview, perhaps you're simply open to what they may teach you, not attached to any outcome. As you know, it continues to expand to this place where there's no need to people please, because you're not seeking love. You're not trying to prove this love, because you are love. And others simply they just know this. And I have experienced the juxtaposition of both, where I can barely stand looking at myself in the mirror and I don't feel like myself. But when I really tap into this heart space and lead by it, I love this shell that I decided, my soul decided to incarnate in. I love this person, this human, this soul. And whenever you're triggered by anything, it will not last as long. And people can sense that. And if anybody does judge you, especially it can be threatening to someone's ego if they see someone that is living their truth. And you might get judged by people that are extremely 3D or fear-based or have a scarcity mindset or just not in the place yet to want to expand to love. So you may trigger them and their judgments may trigger you for a split second, but it won't last long. As you know your power. You don't care anymore. You only care about seeing beauty in this reality. So, if you're driving, just listen and feel into the space with great awareness on the road, and perhaps slow down a little. I don't want you to speed while listening to this. Or you can just pause till you're done driving. And if you're working out, feel free to do the same, whatever works for you. Maybe you can take a quick breather between your sets. And if you're grounded somewhere, simply place both hands on your heart chakra, located at the center of your chest, or a little to your left if you want to go directly over your heart, which is located just a little to the left of the center. Close your eyes and draw your awareness inside to the space. And take some deep breaths, inhaling through the nose. And exhale out through the mouth. A few more deep breaths at your own pace. Feel the energy radiating between your palms and the space. Tap into this love. Tap into this heart space. Thanking your heart for allowing you to be expanded in some way. Thanking your heart for being able to feel. To feel true love. Pure love. And if you ever do feel hurt, thank your heart for its magical ability to transcend the pain, its ability to free you, your heart's ability to feel whatever it is and then let go. Feeling gratitude for this heart gifting you a beautiful life. Making you a magnet in this life, magnetizing some magnificent people who also live from their hearts too. Welcoming more into your field. More love, more compassion and understanding. And guiding you for the desire to listen to divine wisdom and have the desire to grow. Sit in silence for a few more seconds, a few more moments in this heart space. Good. Deep inhale. And exhale, release and open your eyes and allow whatever sensations you may be feeling to resonate as you allow this space to guide you through the remainder of the day in some way, shifting you into a higher 4D consciousness. Remember, you truly are a magnificent and loving human. And you have the power to transcend your own pain. And even when anything is triggered or darkness arises, you have the expanded awareness enough to shift it, only allowing and manifesting more magnificence to come your way. The light in me honors the light in you. Thank you so much for being a listener of your own magic, a yomi, a soul family, soul tribe. Namaste, and have a magical rest of your day.